Brooklands Radio believes your health matters.
Welcome back. This is part two of our interview with Esha Groves, a mental wellbeing centre in Esha. Today I'm talking to three lovely ladies. Ladies, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Penny.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Harriet.
Brilliant. Well, Penny, Hannah and Harriet are all clients of Esha Groves and are current clients, so they're all finding lovely things that they can do here to help them. But I think we need to find out more from these ladies themselves. So Penny, maybe you'd like to start off. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm in my 50s and I'm an NHS practice nurse, so I work in a GP surgery. And I had an illness 14 years ago due to work and stress, and I was in the Priory three times and then got better, went back to work in the surgery part-time as a receptionist, and then did my return to nursing, and that was the best thing I ever do. I love nursing. I love getting to know my patients, but I recently had a relapse due to my father dying after a long illness, and Ian just happened to contact me at the right time and asked me if I was interested in doing this course. And it was just came at the right time where I felt I needed help again.
That's really good. It's really good as well, I think, if you can identify that you've got a problem that you need help with.
Yes, and I think that it was good to actually stop and think, have time to think about what was happening again and ways of managing it so that hopefully it won't happen again, but also the different subjects we've talked about and the different ways of managing problems. And being middle-aged, I think at that time you have other things with children leaving home and things like empty nest syndrome and things and menopause. So I'm very keen to pass it on to people, both young and old.
No, you're right. And I think this time of year, I had someone yesterday on my show talking about emptiness syndrome, and my youngest goes to uni tomorrow. So I'm actually quite looking forward to it. Is that a terrible thing to say as a mother? But I know you do look forward to it, but then you do still have some pangs. Yeah. Okay, Hannah, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
So I'm Hannah. I am 30 years old. I am actually a northerner, and I moved down south in 2014, all on my lonesome, just me and my little TV on the tube. And since being down here, I've worked in hospitality, customer service roles throughout, and unfortunately during my time of being down here, I lost both my parents, separate times but within a year apart of each one. And I find that quite hard to deal with, and having to be the one that had to deal with it, being executors, all that sort of stuff, was very difficult for somebody at, 26 having to deal with. And I felt that I didn't actually go through the seven stages of grief, so to speak. And I think I came here mainly because I've never done therapy before. I've never done anything. I've been a closed book to it. And my future mother-in-law is the one who knows Ian, and she nominated me to come. And I think it's the step in the right direction.
It is amazing how many people never, ever consider therapy, isn't it? Is that a British thing?
You see it as a weakness.
Yeah, I think you're right. We see it as a weakness. And whereas the Americans, it's almost like part of life.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. We'll move on to Harriet. And Harriet, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Harriet. I'm 49, so just almost 50 now. So not that I've often thought that actually the menopause could be sort of on looming, which might have caused some changes in hormones and various emotions. But stepping back from that, I'm a medical journalist, and I've been doing that for about 20 years. And I've had a history of depression on and off since I was a child. But more recently, after quite a stressful year, I had an anxiety episode, which was actually, I found, more disturbing than any depression I've ever had. So that's when I felt that I could probably do with some help. I have had therapy all throughout my life and changed from different therapists. And each one has brought value to my life in different ways. But the course that we're doing here, the 6-week intensive, is really helping to offer a new strategy to help with it. And anxiety being a new issue for me, I'm finding it really useful in just, you know, working out how I can deal with the anxiety symptoms, which have been quite terrifying for me.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think I know my daughter has some anxiety attacks sometimes, and the first time, I think it's quite alarming, isn't it, when you suddenly get those symptoms.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It made me lose 2 dress sizes.
Yeah. Is that bad?
It wasn't, no, definitely not.
No, it is, though.
After being in the Priory, because they fill you full of food, and so now I have... Well, you know, it's something I have to manage as well.
And I think because my... Okay, so, ladies, thank you very much for that. It's really great to hear... your different stories, and we've also been chatting without the mic on, and I know that you didn't know each other before the group therapy started, so it's lovely because it's a great way of making friends as well. Maybe we can talk a little bit about the group therapy process and tell us in turn really how you found that process to be. So should we start this time with Harriet?
Sure. Well, as I've said previously, I have had a lot of one-to-one therapy in my life, and I was open to trying something new, and I had no expectations and no nervousness about it, because I know some people can be worried about it, but I'm quite happy to share my story with anyone. So I was quite happy to go into group therapy, and actually thought that it would be helpful to hear other people's stories as well, because it makes you feel that you aren't alone in the symptoms that you have. And of course, that's what I found with group therapy, and we had a lovely group of people. So it's been really nice to form bonds with those people and share our stories and offer each other support out of the group as well as in the group. But aside from that, we've also been practicing something that's called acceptance and commitment therapy, which is something I'd not looked at before particularly. And we're all finding it useful in different ways, but it is difficult to come to actually get to grips with, because it's about accepting your thoughts, engaging with them, and then getting on with your day as normal, which takes a huge amount of practice and commitment, I guess, as the name implies. But overall, I'd say it's been really useful, and moving forward, it's just going to take a lot of practice and making it become part of daily life, I suppose.
Okay, thank you. Hannah, how about you?
I think the word that summarises our group therapy here is relate. Regardless of the situation, we can all relate to it, and like Harriet said, we're not on our own. I think it all starts off with the groundwork, the team that Ian has here, the place that he has here, all makes us feel relaxed. From the moment we open that door, straight away, we've got our place. You know, none of us knew each other before today, but I feel like I've gained some really good friends out of it. Yes, all our ages are different, we've all got different backgrounds, but we all know each other on a different level. No one here knows my partner, my boss, my cat, for instance. You know, no one knows any of that. They just know me. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what is precious. We've even got our own now little group WhatsApp chat, which, you know, it's therapy within itself in getting new friends, I think.
And very supportive as well, so it's a good way to support each other. Okay, Penny.
Well, I was, when Ian got in touch with me, I trust Ian totally, and I knew that he would be picking people that would give us good therapy and give us good support. And an added bonus is being able to feel comfortable in your own skin and being amongst the group. When you're talking about things that are not easy to talk about because they're experiences you've had that perhaps aren't nice experiences, it's nice to feel that, you know, there's someone sitting next to you who will support you through it. And And you know that you can go and talk to anyone. You know, they email us during the week to make sure we're all right. And we can always email someone if we don't feel happy or secure. And they've given us a lot of resources, not just within the group, but also if we're feeling unstable outside, which I found a comfort and I found helping me. And the therapy I found is now, it's a bit confusing to begin with, but it's now really beginning to fall into place. And I found it much easier to understand than I did the first time I was in the Priory and was having CBT. This ACT therapy I find very helpful, very in the moment, and that suits my kind of personality, and I think it's better for day-to-day life, really.
That sounds great. Next week in part three, I'll continue my discussion with the lovely clients Hannah, Penny and Harriet from Esher Groves about their experiences in group therapy. So why not join me then?
Brooklands Radio believes your health matters.